pay close heed to my every word.
Podcast episode 356. I'm Mr. Horny.
And Patrick. I'm your host, Mr. Hornier.
And I'm Mr. Horniest.
Hey, that's perfect.
All right, good guys.
Horny.
Yeah. Start wipe.
And we're up.
I'm taking my name off this thing.
Good job, Clay. I didn't know if you'd get that one. That's perfect. Hello, welcome back, everybody.
Here we are.
I guess we should talk first and foremost. Everybody's talking about the Avengers trailer here.
I saw something online where they were like, whatever the last text in your phone was is the name of the new Avengers movie.
The name is not good. I don't like that.
Then maybe my last text would be a good thing.
Yeah, why don't you text me something good?
Well, I'll just read whatever the last text was, which would be Avengers being awesome takes precedence over everything.
That's right. I think your last text to me was like, or not, whatever.
Yeah. I was like, I gotta be late. I gotta go do this thing. Or not. I don't know.
Maybe I won't be late. I don't know. Avengers. Maybe I won't be late. I don't know. D-U-N-N-O. That's even better. Yeah.
Yes. They're taking Doctor Strange's line there of, this is the end game.
The end game, Tony. Yeah, I know. No, and I get that.
Avengers is the end game, Tony.
That was like, no, actually what he says, Tony, we're in the end game. Okay, oh. So that would be better. Yeah, but that would be his last text before he does. I don't know. I guess I just feel like they had Age of Ultron, they had Civil War, Infinity War, and then it's just Endgame. It's not really named after anything, but I guess I don't know. What does it matter? I suppose it doesn't matter.
It's own thing. It's not like a
game over
a Marvel Comics like
right event. Yeah,
they should have called it Atlantis Attacks.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Follow the mutants.
Atlantis.
Wait. What was the What was that stupid one? Like, remember there were the flying shark in the tunnel of that Spider-Man? What was that crossover? Inferno or something?
Yeah, there was Inferno. That was a thing.
Yeah, in that crossover, there was like a flying great white shark in like a tunnel. And Spider-Man had to save everyone from it. It was a McFarlane.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. A McFarlane one?
And then when he's like slamming the shark, he saves it and slams the shark into the ground or whatever. He's like, "Bye, Spawn."
I don't remember that one, but it sounds cool. There was that other. Some of them were terrible. What was that? There was a
fights the giant balloon of himself. The Macy's, the Thanksgiving parade Macy's balloon. There, remember that one?
No,
and he has to like rip off the top of the Chrysler Building and pop the giant balloon. This was all part of that same weird thing.
Maybe it was Inferno, actually.
Yeah,
because that's
like shit, and I think probably like the Hobgoblin turned into the Nick Rickles Goblin or whatever.
Nick Rickles Goblin. Yeah. That was Inferno. He was down in the sewer. Because Mary Jane was down there for some reason. I don't know why she went down there, but
probably for a photo shoot. So anyway, back to Avengers.
So it's called Endgame. Yeah. I guess I didn't even think of that Doctor Strange line, but still, I don't know. They made us wait. They were like, oh, wait, oh, the title. We're not going to reveal the title. Oh, my God, that title. And then it's just like, oh, it's called Endgame. Well, all right. Glad they made us wait for that.
Huh. Well, if you're wondering why no one listens to our podcast, it's because you just went on a total nerd rant right there.
Oh, yeah, that's why no one listens.
Well, that's one of the reasons. The other reason is our show sucks.
Totally.
So my nerd rants have nothing to do with it.
Well, that makes the show suck, so here we go.
I don't know, whatever. I'm not that bothered. It's not like I'm not.
I don't know. You were texting me all last night about it.
Oh, shut up. I was trying to come up with the last text that would be the good title.
Oh, shut up was your last one. Avengers. Oh, shut up.
Avengers. Did they do that thing where it's like, da, 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 shut up. You know. But anyway, okay, beyond the name, I think the trailer looks cool. It's very depressing.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah. I'm going to have to see Ant-Man now so I understand what's going on, I guess.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
I think you'll probably be able to understand what's going on in Avengers.
I don't know. Isn't he trapped in some sort of dimension or something?
Yeah. I actually think that's probably going to be kind of important, the quantum. Yeah,
that's why I feel like I need to see Ant-Man now.
Just watch the you can probably find on YouTube that it's just the end.
CinemaSins. Just watch the CinemaSins.
All right, that's what I'll do.
It's just the post-credit sequence. You don't have to watch the whole movie.
Okay.
But it's not a bad movie.
I didn't hate the first Ant-Man. I just didn't really care about seeing the second one.
It's funny. Oh, it's funny.
Funny how?
You can see it. Funny. Does
Ant-Man say slap in the face?
It's pretty funny. I don't know if I like it better than the first one, but it's got some Wasp. Wasp is cool. And
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer is in it. Ghost is the villain. And she's pretty cool.
Yeah, not the ghost that I know from Iron Man, though. That's a different
ghost. It is supposed to be that ghost, but it is that a lady. Lady ghost.
Forget it. Oh, you SJWs, forget it. Changing sex and stuff on these characters. I'm done. Marvel.
Called a ghost. Oh,
yeah.
Nobody knew. That was like the first gender-neutral costume. It's just like, let's cut some holes in this sheet and throw it on you, and you're a ghost. You don't know if you're a boy or a girl.
Yeah, I have a little trouble with the scissors.
Yeah, you can definitely see him because he's got so many holes. What was I going to say about Ant-Man and the Wasp? Anyway, I wasn't going to say anything, but I thought it was pretty. That was like, I'm glad they sort of saved that at the end. He's like, yeah, we met a few years ago at the airport. I got big.
Threw a plane at you or whatever.
Yeah. I got really big.
And who says?
That was me.
Who says, is this a recorded message? Is that Cap?
Yeah. Cap says, he's like, is this a recorded? She's like, that's the front door. So I don't know if that's like 5 minutes. Sometimes they do this in trailers and that's like the first five minutes. And you think, like, that's going to be huge. It's like, oh, that's nothing. But
yeah, Marvel loves doing that. They're always, like, making shots specifically for trailers to throw people off. Like, when the Hulk was like, running with everyone.
Right.
And then he wasn't.
Yeah. Whoa. And they did that with Ragnarok. Like, I think he was in a couple shots that he wasn't really in. And
yeah, he wasn't the Hulk that much in Ragnarok. He's in the beginning and then the end. But, like, he's Bruce Banner for most of it. But
naked Hulk in the shower or whatever, the hot tub.
That's not going away. what is it? That's in my brain now. But I like that they do that. I like that they throw people off.
Yeah, and they'll cut lines so it makes it, you know, from different parts of the movie, so it makes it looks like two characters having a conversation that really aren't.
Right.
And stuff.
They're never seen together. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then we get Hawkeye back as Ronan.
Well, Ronan. Yeah, people were creaming their jeans about that one.
Well, no one really cares about fucking Hawkeye for sure.
I mean, I care about Hawkeye, but I don't think anyone cares about Ronan. Why do we care that he's Ronan? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, he wasn't in the last movie, was he at all?
No.
That's okay. I call him
Roni for pepperoni.
Half Roni.
I like a large cheese with half Ronin on it.
I mean, it's cool. So I guess Ronin is kind of his badass persona, right? So his family's probably dead.
I've forgotten all about that. So
see? Yeah. Well, it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I can't even remember what I did 10 minutes ago.
Right, we can't remember.
We were recording podcasts then or something? That was like a Bendis thing, right? Bendis Romita.
Quesada. I had to look it up because I didn't really recognize it.
Quesada was in on that? Oh my gosh. Well, there you go.
Was in on everything back then.
I think that when he was doing new Avengers.
Like Quesada.
He was
But other people have had it. It's like a mantle gets passed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. But like I said, anyway, he looks sad, so I'm going to assume that his family is dead.
You're like, oh, that family that no one knew I had that showed up for 10 minutes in one week. Oh, they're gone. But don't worry, they're probably coming back, and then I can be Hawkeye again. No, maybe I'll put on that big, purpley, weird, pointy mask thing. You know?
Or maybe and I'll maybe just
Black
have, like,
Widow would be like, I'm going to do that too, because that's how I started out.
Maybe he could be Chucks old. And the Arrow t-shirt, like Hawk guy. And Pizza Dog.
Pizza Dog. Maybe he could do, he can wear, he can grow a big ponytail and be Old Man Hawkeye by the time, because there's like a time jump in this one, apparently, right? That's right. What I'm assuming, yeah. And Tony Stark is obviously run out of food and water, and he's going to run out of air. So he's probably been traveling for a while. And that was kind of sad.
I saw on the this is kind of cheating a little bit, but I think Mr. Sunday Movie said that like Gamora is
I watched that too.
Is on that ship with him too.
But oh really?
Maybe okay. She doesn't need.
Wait, didn't she get pushed down a thing though?
Yeah, she died.
Not Gamora, it's Nebula.
Oh, Nebula. Nebula, yeah. Got him confused.
So she ate all his food? Is
that what you're saying? Yeah, she's like sitting there eating like, last leave of saltines. Yum. I can't even process food. I'm a robot.
I know, but I'm just going to eat it anyway just because I don't like you.
Yeah.
Well, they were the only two left on that. That wasn't really, that's not like a spoiler. I mean, they were the only two left on Titan.
Right.
After the whole finger snap thing. So
yeah, I have to see the movie again. I'm waiting for it to come on Netflix because I kind of forget almost everything about it now.
I don't remember that Titan exploding or whatever, really, or them escaping. So,
but didn't no, because they didn't. But they were just after Spider-Man, like faded out.
Yeah,
father.
They were just sitting there, and she said, "Oh, she said he actually did it," and that was the last you saw of them. So I assume they get on the Guardian ship, and they're because that's what it looks. It looks like the Milano in that one shot where they're traveling. So. It's kind of funny. There's a, and I don't know. Maybe I'm going to get nerdy again.
Get nerdy. Go on your nerdy rants and make the show crappy.
It's not a rant.
This is a comic book podcast. Go nuts.
So he's talking to the helmet, you know, and at the end he says, "When I finally, you know, go to sleep and like when he runs out of air and he's like, I'm going to be thinking of you." But he's tapping the Iron Man helmet. It's kind of like. Is he really thinking of Pepper, or is he thinking of Iron Man? Like, is he thinking of the suit?
Or is he thinking of salt?
Why would he be thinking? Oh, because of
Pepper, salt.
Oh, all right.
He's thinking of the Angelina Jolie movie, Salt.
I thought you were talking about Last Jedi when he's like, salt.
Yeah. He's eating some salt off the ground.
Yeah. Yum.
Don't get me started on Last Jedi again.
I know, I shouldn't do that. Yeah. So, anyways, I thought that was maybe I'm overanalyzing that, but I thought that was kind of a
he said something thing. About rescue too, so I think she's going to show up.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't even. I didn't even catch that. There. So she's going to put on a suit and fly out there and get him.
She's already done it once before.
When was that? Which was that? Iron Man 3.
Yeah, Iron Man 3.
Superman 3. All right, well, there you go, Clay. Good eye. You might have
You might have watched Sunday Movies. Sunday Movies.
I did say I cheated.
So that is
but cheating. I did notice that she. I did notice that before you pointed it out.
Okay, I didn't even think of it. Because I didn't really like Pepper as Rescue. I thought that was kind of a silly thing. Sorry if there are any Rescue fans out there.
I liked Rescue.
That's because you
when
hate women. That's what it is.
Iron Man comic. The last good Iron Man comic to come out.
Yeah, pretty much. Before we threw them all in the trash.
Who was drawing it back then? He was always just like photoshopping in like real backgrounds.
Salvador LaRocca.
Yeah.
I think it was him. So anyway, yeah, that's the trailer. I guess it was only 2 minutes and 30 seconds. There's no like, well, Thanos is only in it for like a second. He's like just kind of walking through the field. He's got his armor up there on the scarecrow, which is what they did in the comic, which was pretty cool. I'm glad.
A little run limb action.
Yeah, that was kind of a neat little thing. Though
but the scarecrow's a Batman villain, isn't he? Is it a crossover?
Yeah, it's a crossover. Yeah, Disney bought the rights to that too.
All right,
just his character, not anybody, not anybody else. So yeah, it looks like Thor is like in prison or something, doesn't it? Or maybe I'm reading into he's kind
maybe
of just sitting there.
He's in a homeless shelter with his hoodie on.
He's got a blanket. He does have like a big blanket thrown over him. But they're all sad. Captain America's crying. But he's shaved his beard, so that's
good because I like him without the beard.
Yeah, Captain America doesn't have a beard. For Christ's sake,
he had to look like a fugitive. What a jerk! Did you?
Only jerks have beards.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they look like a fugitive. It's all right. Who else, I suppose, is alive?
The fugitive. He shaved his beard, too.
Yeah, he's trying to look like Harrison Ford in The Fugitive.
Yeah.
Who else? I guess we didn't see Rocket. We didn't see Rhodey. I don't know who else we didn't. Oh, we saw Bruce Banner for a quick second.
Yeah.
Robert Bruce Banner?
Yeah. Bob Banner.
Bob.
As we have established, Bob Banner. Bob Bruce Banner.
What was that? He kept getting it wrong. Who was that?
Stan Lee in the early, early Avengers. He kept, and like, there's like an issue or two where he keeps going, Bob Banner walks across the thing. And I think readers were like, his name's Bruce. And he's like, oh, well, his real name is Robert Bruce Banner.
If that was happening now, there would be all kinds of internet posts about like.
Yeah, I don't think it would happen now. There'd be more because he was the only guy editing and writing back then, so he couldn't keep track of things.
It's like it's like Mike Murdoch, the fake Daredevil twin. It's a Bob fan.
The fake Hulk twin.
Anyways, yeah, that's it. But it's fun and whatever. And
did we talk about Captain Marvel trailer?
Surprising. No, we didn't. Did we?
Gushing about that?
No, we didn't. Well, I was saving that. I wanted to get through. No, we didn't. Because it just came out like 2 days before the Avengers trailer.
And well, isn't Spider-Man's next movie trailer coming out?
Yes. Spider-Man Far From Home should be coming out soon as well, the trailer for that. Crazy time!
Describe this Captain Marvel trailer to me, because I didn't see it.
Captain Marvel trailer. You know, it's
got to... I just go on mute and watch it. Mute and watch
it. Go on mute and watch.
It gets into the story a little more about, like, what her past might be and which memories might be fake, because... it seems like the storyline, and I don't know about if this is true, but it seems like this. I cheated on this one as well and watched one of those trailer breakdown things. But it seems like the Kree like found her and like implanted these memories in her that like, oh, the Skrulls are bad, so that like she can aid them in their war against the Skrulls. And then at the end, when she's in her like blue and red Captain Marvel outfit, she's like, I'm not here to fight your war. I'm here to end it or whatever. So it seems like at the end, by the end, she's like fucking up all those sons of bitches. Yeah. There's a cute little kitty in it right now.
So.
Yeah. Well, there's a cute, when you get to the end, you can look at the cute little kitty.
I love cats. So, all right. I'll be back in two minutes.
Okay. They go into a little more with the old lady Skrull on the train.
Uh-huh.
Which is a cool thing, which we already saw when she punches her, but now like the Skrull is like, oh, we're doing this, and the Skrull kind of growls at her, and then they have a train fight. Clay,
I know
it looks like a train fight. Are you excited?
I am excited. I'm excited about that.
So anyways, I think that's probably early in the movie, but still,
I still don't understand how she gets her powers or the difference between her two suits. Like, one of them's like green. It's like a Kree suit or something.
Yeah, the green is the Kree. So she gets her powers because the Kree give her powers. And it's one of those things.
They zap her with powers?
They put that blood. You can see, like, there's like a thing that goes into her bloodstream. It's like green blood or whatever. So I don't know if it's like Kree blood. It's like
super soldier serum.
Kinda, yeah, and it just works on humans that way or something. But yeah, the green is her Kree. What do they call it? It's like Star Force or some name. But I don't know.
There was like her, because her real comic book origin's like really pretty different, right?
Yeah, and then they just went and changed all that recently too.
Yeah.
They don't want a female superhero.
Wonder Woman is kind of, I'm not comparing the two movies. They'll both be awesome movies, like, but for different reasons. But like, I was going to say something about Wonder Woman, but then I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I mean, they're both big female superheroes. I guess the thing is, they didn't want Captain Marvel's Carol Danvers' origin to be tied to Captain Marvel, the man, Captain Marvel.
Oh, I remember what it was. Like, Wonder Woman has also, like, many different comic book origins, and they're not always consistent. You know, like, there isn't, like, there's kind of like a George Perez version, and there's, like, kind of a John Byrne version, and there's, like, Marsden. That, like, the original version, and like nothing, like some of it's based in like ancient Greek stuff and some of it's not. And this is basically like her in space Marvel history. Right. It doesn't really matter. They'll just come up with the definitive one now and stick with it in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, this will be it. I mean, we know she was like a fighter pilot on Earth. She was a human. Like, she was a regular person. She was a fighter pilot. She might've like come across some Kree.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Is it Kree or it looks like a Skrull in there?
Yeah, there are Skrulls. I don't know. But she works.
It was hard for me to do because I was still hearing you guys talking at the same time.
Well, you should have just taken out your headphones or something. I'm sorry. Should we have just sat here in silence for 2 minutes while you watched? She's obviously involved in the Kree Skrull War. So the thing is, the Kree use her in their war against the Skrulls. So it seems like at the end, she's like, "Whoa, you guys have been using me," and then she just wants to like kill them all.
Got my favorite Metallica album.
Exactly. Remember, it's set in the 90s, so maybe...
they're still in.
But there's something about that cat. I don't know what the significance of the cat is, but obviously it's
cats something. Are cute.
Cats are cute. Yes.
Everybody loves an orange.
There was something about, you could see the his
penis
tag. His penis. The cat's tag has... I forget what it was now, though. This is why the podcast sucks.
Actually. Yeah, because we're all dumb. Because
we never remember anything.
I just watched it, but I was listening to you guys talking.
You don't even know. But you wouldn't really notice it unless you paused it and, like, looked at it, I think. You wouldn't really. It's one of those things. Maybe it's a Skrull. I mean, in the comic book, Captain Marvel did have a cat that wasn't actually a cat. It was like an alien that spoke and whatever, maybe, but it looked like it. Maybe that's it. Maybe they're introducing that character.
It's like Sabrina, Chewy, the teenage witch, like the cat talks and stuff.
I guess I've never watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So yeah, I guess it is like that. I don't know. But
then it says Goose.
Oh, that's what it
is. Which is the obviously a Top Gun reference, considering right. Carol Danvers is an ex-fighter pilot.
Wow, and did you just come up with all that on your
own? Well, I'm not done speaking. And add to that the recent reveal that toys from the film feature Goose, and we now know that the cat's name is no longer Chewy like it was in the comics.
Wow.
I just wanted everybody to know.
I could keep reading off of IGN.com, but, you know.
We that's okay.
I want everybody to know something very important, that Tom Skerritt is still alive and he's 85 years old.
That's excellent.
Wow. You think he can make a cameo? But, I mean, so is Tom Cruise, and he was in Top Gun. And so is Anthony.
He's 85 years old?
Yeah, well.
He hangs off the sides of planes now.
No, I guess, hey, good for him, though. 85. I mean, that's a good run.
Yeah. Well, he's still alive, so he's still running.
He's still alive.
I know, he's still running. He's already past the good. Anything now is just gravy. I just remember his scene in Singles when he's the mayor and he's trying, you know, what's his name? Campbell Scott is trying to convince him to have like a train. And he's like, my answer is no. And his teeth are really gross. Do you remember that? They show like a close up of his mouth and his teeth are really, they're all brown.
I always used to get him and who's that guy that sings and acts? Chris Christopherson. I used to get those two confused.
Yeah, they look the exact same.
They should play brothers.
Well, at 85, I don't think Tom Skerritt's going to be doing too much. Is he really that old? I mean, I guess.
He's kind of looked the same forever.
Yeah,
I remember him in some horrible prisoner of war movie where, like, like all of the soldiers, especially the lady soldiers, were all naked and they kept raping the women. And you got to see naked Tom Skerritt a lot.
Oh, I was like, this great.
Is not right at all.
I hope he wasn't 85. I hope it didn't look like 85.
It'd be 30 years ago, so he'd be like 55. But still, it's not.
Still, that's pretty old to be naked on screen, unless it's like Cocoon, and that's part of the, you know.
And he's just like a skinny-looking old guy. That was pretty much it.
Oh, sorry, Tom Skerritt fans.
Yeah, no, he's all right. He was on that show Picket Fences, too, right?
Yeah, he was. He was on Picket Fences. He had a bit of a run on Cheers. That's why I was surprised. I was like, but I guess that was 30 years ago or more than that. That show went off the air in 93. Damn. Jesus Christ. We're old. Especially
speak
John.
Yourself.
No. So Goose, Captain Marvel, Top Gun reference. Very well. So there we go. We still don't know anything about, like, how she ties into...
Well, and who is Jude Law in the movie? I forget. They said who he was.
They haven't. It's kind of... No, they haven't really said.
Oh,
Isn't he Dumbledore?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Dumbledore. There's another property that Disney just bought.
Yeah, well, they've got that Harry Potter land in Disney World or whatever. Wait, what is that?
No,
Universal.
That's Universal.
That.
It's
right next to Disney.
Well, it's like...
Almost down.
It's fun. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't even like Harry Potter, but the rides were pretty cool. Anyways. Yeah. There's suspicion that Jude Law was like the original Captain Marvel, but I don't think that's the case. I think he's just he's a villain, I think. He's going to be a villain.
Probably Sinestro.
Let's hope. Oh, speaking of that, I don't know why this just reminded me. We got to go back to Avengers for a second here.
All right, let's go back to Avengers.
So there was a thing, and just Ryan Reynolds. You reminded me of because Ryan Reynolds was Green Lantern, blah blah blah. So there was a thing. Somebody else bought the domain name for Avengers Endgame back, like way back when somebody found out that it was going to be called Avengers Endgame. Bought the domain and then put up a link to Deadpool 2's website to make it look like Deadpool hijacked the Avengers website.
That's pretty damn clever.
But nice. Ryan Reynolds said, no, it's not me. He went on Twitter. He was like, no, I didn't do that, but it's pretty funny. I didn't do that,
but maybe Deadpool would do something
that. I don't know. Apparently, it was just
Still don't know who leaked that footage.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh no. But so I thought that was kind of a fun thing. But,
I wonder if that guy that bought that domain name made a sweet penny off of it.
Yeah, I hope that they
You know what? He might have just been one of those guys did that the funny thing and then Disney was like, "Can we have this domain name?" And he probably just said, "Yeah."
Yeah, maybe. He wanted tickets to the premiere.
Oh, well, they could do that. That's right?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't ask for that. Oh, actually, so I'm lying. It's not Deadpool.
Why are you lying?
No, I'm not lying.
I'm not really lying.
He can't help it.
I made a mistake. It's not. It's tickets to once. It's a link to Once Upon a Deadpool, which is the
PG-13
version of Deadpool 2.
It is Deadpool 2.
I didn't understand what that was all about.
Different cut of the movie.
It's weird, though. I don't know. The whole point that Deadpool Savage is so funny. It's because it's so violent.
Well, they want to be able to sell more movie tickets.
I know. You're right. But I don't know if it'll be as funny. Will it be as funny?
Is it coming out in the theater?
Okay. In theater, it's December 12th.
Oh, I'll be alive then, hopefully.
Are you not
That's
planning?
Like Wednesday.
Yeah.
Are you not going to be alive?
Hey, look, you never know the way
things
go.
I mean, I know you died once.
Yeah, so no. I'm already invincible.
You're like Tom Skerritt. Anything now is just gravy.
In fact, I might have a little gravy right now. Wash down this sandwich with a glass full of gravy.
Oh, God.
But you love shake and bake. You used to put it in your coffee. Just put some gravy in that coffee over there.
This goes back to my favorite joke. This is why Sinbad is a comedic genius when he had his TV show where the kids he was watching on the show were like, you put barbecue sauce on everything. And he says, it enhances the flavor. And then the kids are like, on Fruit Loops. And I was like, fucking brilliant. Fruit Loops. I was like, that guy.
How do we know it's not good?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's delicious.
Yeah, that's kind of like a Buddy from Elf kind of thing. It's like,
yeah, he puts like syrup on his spaghetti. Mm.
Yep,
that could be good.
You know, how do we know?
Little sweet, people, little tang.
Yeah, people like the savory and the sweet. You know, that's like the thing now.
Yeah, we call it sweetvery.
Sweetvery, yes.
Sweetvery.
I don't know. I could. I know, John. Your diet is limited these days, so you got to get your jollies.
You can't do that.
I can't do what?
You can't eat that.
No, well, I can't eat regular pasta. No, so
but you can't
no,
eat.
You
fruit
also
loops.
Couldn't eat Fruit That's, Loops with
I don't,
barbecue
I don't
sauce.
I can have certain barbecue sauces. I can have maple syrup. I believe.
I'm guessing the Fruit Loops are.
Darson's the one that has
I know.
To be
I, even I can't eat syrup.
All of us have some sort of fucking food.
We all got shit. Shouldn't be eating it anyway. Syrup is. That's bad. Why do we need to eat syrup for it?
Well, I don't just eat it. I, you know.
Well, all right.
It enhances the flavor.
It enhances the flavor.
On hot dogs.
I thought your favorite. I thought your favorite Sinbad line was the one from what was that trailer?
The house party was that?
Yeah, was that? What it was?
Where it's like you were a lucky man.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you do something? And is he pretending to be a dentist or is
He's
he really a dentist?
To be a dentist. Look, I'm just going by the trailer. I think we actually put it on in the video store. We didn't really watch it, but that was, you know, I only go by the trailer because we saw the trailer so many times working at the video store, and the gag was like,
woman had really bad teeth. Right?
This guy comes up and he's like, you're a dentist, can you do something for my wife? And she's like, beautiful, and he's like, you're a lucky man. And then she smiles and it's like, ah! And he's like, oh! And,
yeah, her smile is like the Lisa needs braces, where the tooth
like,
is going
like
through her head.
Those droopy cartoons where they're like, oh, the sexy lady, and she's and she pulls the veil back from her face, and she's like, oh man, you know, it's like
like in Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh my own.
So, there was some other Sinbad thing that I used to. When he was on Saturday Night Live, he was Black Lightning, and I just always think of going, man, Black Lightning, you know, because nobody knew who he was.
Only you. Care this much about Sinbad comedy?
Yeah, no. He's look. I saw an interview with him when he was on Johnny Carson, and Burt Reynolds was on, and he was just like Burt Reynolds was like, mm-hmm, and you could tell that he was getting annoyed at Sinbad because Sinbad was just the zingers coming out,
me bopping and scatting all over,
yeah, constantly, just like when he was in Kid President or whatever that movie is called.
First Kid.
Is that the movie that everybody has a?
It's the fake thought
that they think they had.
It's the Shazam movie or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's Shazam
or whatever.
ShamWow.
ShamWow. Yeah, Shabam the ShamWow. Shabang the ShamWow, man. Enough about my love of Sinbad's comedy.
Right. Any other trailers?
Well, I posted the trailer about the Transformers movie that doesn't look.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually watched a spoiler-free review of it by a real nerdy Transformer guy who hates all the Michael Bay movies and was like, this was actually pretty good.
Well, this is not.
I might go see it.
Michael Bay didn't direct it, right?
Yeah, no.
So there we go.
Good.
Yeah.
And Optimus Prime looks like Optimus Prime in it.
Yeah.
I saw a little behind the scenes, and they said they based it all in G1.
That's all you need. Do it right.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
All you need
He's not even the Trans Am or whatever. What kind of car was he? He was a Mustang, right?
Camaro. That was the return of the Camaro in 2007. They stopped making it right after I owned one.
I thought it was a Mustang. I'm sorry. Who cares? Those movies were terrible. But they were just made to sell cars. Like, it was the dumbest.
A Volkswagen Beetle, which I don't think they're making those anymore. But whatever.
But this is supposed to take place in the... This is a prequel.
The 80s. Yeah. And so him and Captain Marvel... Wait, Captain Marvel takes place in the 90s.
But Wonder Woman will take place in 1984.
So look at all this great crossover potential between all these franchises.
I like that John Cena's in it.
Yeah, John Cena playing the Marine. That's like all he ever does is play like fake army guys.
And I one day at the gym, I saw a movie with him in it, and he's in a police car. It's like a Camaro police car or something like that. He's driving a Camaro, the same one that I owned, like a late 90s, early 2000s Camaro. And like the bad guys he's chasing, he's like, they're like, you know, blasting the doors off his car and the windshield, and then the tire blows out, and he's like, but he's still like, dude. I was like, you know what, fucking, I came to a stop in my Camaro, and it would start to fucking overheat. And at the end of its run, I only owned it for a couple, I don't know, like 6 years or something. And at the end of its run, when I tried to put it in park, it would go in reverse. So I just had to put it in neutral and then put the parking brake on, which was also kind of like,
wow.
So those cars weren't built that well to take
when
all
John
that.
When John Cena drives it, apparently they can do everything.
Fucking force to be reckoned with.
You know what? I'm not going to make fun of John Cena. That guy has done more make-a-wishes like than anybody, like by far. Really? He has like twice as many as the next person. He is very generous with his time.
Good on him, then.
So I'm not going to say one bad word about that guy.
I'm not going to. Yeah, I was just talking about how awesome his Camaro was. You're right, I barely know who he is.
Hey, that guy can drive.
Yeah, that guy knows how to drive a Camaro.
And he has a big car. He's like a car collector. He loves vintage or any kind of car, like rare car or something. He's a big car collector. So maybe that was his Camaro. Who knows?
Maybe it was.
Was it 12 rounds or something? He did a lot of bad movies.
It was some bad movie. I don't know. I just saw that one scene while I was at the gym, and I was like, well, that's not my Camaro. I never would have made that.
I don't know. I rode in your Camaro a couple times.
My Camaro looked fantastic. You know? It had like a tiny little...
I think I remember you telling me. I was like, ooh, we get to ride the Camaro. You're like, this thing's a piece of shit.
I loved it, but I hated it. Because I had two of them. You know, I had my 87 Camaro, which was like when we wanted to write our movie Jocks, because we could then base it around the 87 Camaro. And then I got a 94 Camaro, which matched the color of Captain Marvel's first costume, the green costume.
Yeah. I remember the green one.
And it was a bitchin' Camaro. But, I mean, it had some serious issues with the transmission and stuff. But, like, after a while, it just can't do it. It's like if you drive it too long and it's hot out and you come to a stop, the engine's like, oh, I want to keep going. And I'm like, oh, this isn't good.
No, you have to stop at lights.
I was like, I can't stop, guys. The car will overheat. So I used to have to blow through red lights all the time.
Yeah, well, hey.
Made for more
interest. If you had one cop that had a Camaro, he would understand.
Yeah, he would understand. And he's like, why don't you get one of my Camaros? I can get...
you can get blown up in the damn thing. Yeah. So when is... That is true, though. I mean, Bumblebee, it doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, it doesn't. It comes out on the 21st.
Oh, man.
They had a special preview of it, I think, yesterday? The 8th? Right. I would have gone and seen it, but...
That's the 8th.
I forgot about it until today.
a lot of... Well, we'll get that. Aquaman, everybody's...
Yeah, I probably won't see that one. I just want to see a movie that's not terrible. And, I mean, just in general, that was my response when...
Yeah, someone said...
I was like, I just want to see a movie that's not terrible. Not just, like, not a Transformers movie that's not terrible. I just want to see a movie in general that's not terrible.
Just give me anything. Yeah. Something.
Yeah, I loved Avengers, The Last Avengers, but...
that was like May.
May, and then I saw Solo, and I was like, eh.
Took all the wind right out of your seat.
Yeah. So,
There hasn't been much since then, I guess, has there? Like any?
No, I don't remember the last movie I saw. Might have been Solo.
The last movie I think I saw in the theater was Ant-Man and Wasp.
I saw Ralph Breaks the Internet a couple weeks ago. It was fine, but not as inventive as the first one. It was kind of just like, oh, here's a snarky line about the internet. Here's a snarky line about the internet. Like, you're not really breaking new ground here. Everybody knows that there's shit on the internet. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Everybody.
That's knows their joke. That's been like that for years. Yeah. They did a joke about that in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and that was like 2001. like Ben Affleck goes on like when Jay doesn't know what the internet is. He's like, "What the fuck is internet?" And he has to explain what the internet is, where, you know, a bunch of nerds get together and bitch about shit.
Yeah, look at that. And it's nothing
about comics since 2009.
Yeah. Yeah, now we don't have to type it. It's all just oral, you know, audio. I didn't want to say oral.
It's too late, you did.
Like A-U-R-A-L. Oral.
I didn't thought you would make a joke, a sex joke.
I didn't. I was just repeating what you said.
Mr. Horny.
All right, what else have we got going on?
Well, Clay, I read Batman number 51.
No, you didn't. 51?
Did.
It was like 3 years ago now. I know this.
They're on 59. Volume 6 or whatever.
I've been going back and buying all the old Marvel Transformers comics on Comixology.
Oh, the really?
Yeah.
Like the original?
Yeah.
Badly colored run?
Now the Omtov colored Transform. I thought, well, what I wanted to do was get like the first miniseries. I wanted to get
the Spider-Man issue.
Yeah, because at first IDW wasn't reprinting it because they didn't have the rights to Spider-Man, but now they can.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, all right, I'll get that, and I wanted to see the G.I. Joe versus Transformers, even though I remember that being pretty terrible. And
the
I wanted
old one.
Yeah, and
that's pretty good.
Vince Coletta doing the inking on it, which automatically made it look terrible.
It did look terrible, but...
And,
it's not a Larry Hama story. He didn't write that.
No, that was... It was like a weird book.
That was the introduction of Goldbug.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Because they blew him up.
They blew
that's
Bumblebee
who
up.
You'll be. Gold.
Exactly, you'll be.
And then that Transformers universe with all the essentially just character, you know, sheets. Right,
like that they, bios, yeah. So, I remember, yeah. I mean, I had a lot of those. Like,
I did. I
it's
kind of
crazy. I bought that book for many, many years, and it was not good. Like for a lot of them.
No, it was pretty awful.
Yeah,
but that's why I was looking at it. I just wanted to just get a little tinge of nostalgia about how terrible it is. About that
episode
where that guy who pretends to be a superhero or whatever finds Megatron. And he can control transform. I can't even remember.
Oh, yeah. No, he's like a criminal guy. Oh, yeah. No, but you're right. There was like a kid who thought he was like a superhero, and he used like Megatron as a gun or whatever.
He wasn't a kid. He was like a dude.
Like a drone.
And then there was the robot. I don't know. I haven't looked at those ones yet, but yeah, they're pretty awful.
There was, I think we talked about this recently, right? There was like the fake Bruce Springsteen guy there. Rick Springhorn?
Yeah, whatever it was.
And he was saying like Rick. Born in America or something like that.
Now I'm going to look that up.
And there was that some guy like found like some sort of transformer like wrench or something and he could use it and he was super strong with it.
Yeah,
the mechanic.
We started to do that as an audio comic and we were like, this one's not that funny. Thought really that would be a lot more funny. Yeah. Yes, Brick Springhorn and the 10th Avenue Band. Wow. He's known for I gotta see what he's known for. He's known for his hit songs Born in America and Dancing in the Night.
Dancing in the Night.
Other perennial favorites include Born to Ride and Margarita. Whether the E Street Freeze Out is included in his repertoire is
just
not
Margarita.
Known. Springhorn's concerts can pack a stadium with 80,000 people. Fans, known fans include Skids, Traxxas, and Social Shore. That's what it says here.
Skids and what?
Traxxas and Social Shore. Huh?
Yeah. Skids, semicolon, Traxxas, and Social Shore.
Yeah. not a huge fan.
I hate to apologize, Prime, but I really don't like that Brick Springhorn and the 10th Avenue Band.
You know, here's the weirdest thing. I was thinking of an episode of Transformers, the TV show, today in the shower. This is
one does.
Know, oh, yeah, as one does. Do you remember? So there was an episode where two of the aerial bots that were over in the Middle East or something for some reason.
Yeah,
and they were taking
some car parts or
something. Yeah, like they were using like jet parts and turning them into cars and then reassembling them as fighter jets, and they were going to take over like the country or whatever with these fighter jets. But they were smuggling them in as car parts. So, anyways, but at one point, one of the aerial
Rick Springhorn in a minute too. Oh.
I can't
one
wait.
One of the aerobots, like they were, he was missing like his chest plate,
and they literally took the grill
from the car. And yeah, stuck it on.
That's how it works. You
but
know?
Then it just disappeared. Like it was just like, oh, that's great. And then the next shot, it was just gone.
Yeah,
and he just looked like his normal self,
absorbed into it. And I remember watching that episode, and like one of them says something about Decepticons. I'd recognize their contrail or eat my contrail. My father was happened to be in the room. He's like, you know, they don't, when they fly at that height, they don't have a contrail. And I was like, oh, you got to be picking shit apart here. It's fucking robots that turn into planes.
Give me a break with this.
You'd be perfect on this podcast.
Yeah, right. It was a great like thing though too, because it was like, oh, I don't have my weapon. When they reassembled them, it's like, oh, I don't have my weapons console. And so he like the kid that's helping him out finds the weapon console. Of course, he knows how to assemble a transformer.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, the guy can just pull out a gun. It's like, wait a minute, what do you need a weapon?
I'd like to read you some of Brick Springhorn's discography.
I had no idea.
Like, first of all, Springhorn never had a light show before till Bumblebee and Shockwave provided one.
This is all made up.
Ultimate Bumblebee and Ultimate Shockwave providing a light show.
It's like the Transformers fandom wiki page, whatever. Oh, wow, but in 1973, his first album was Greetings from Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And his next album was The Wild, The Innocent, E Street, Freeze Out. '75 was Born to Ride. '78 Darkness on the Edge of the City. 1980 The Lake. 1982 Wyoming. 1984 Born in America. I like this one. In '87 Tunnel of Amore. 92 Personal Touch. 93 Fortune Town. 5 The Haunting of Tom Joad.
Oh my god!
I'm trying to find some other ones that are funny. Your Cheatin' Heart. The Hank Williams Sessions. Fixing on a Gold, Demolition Ball, Grand Aspirations. His most recent album was in 2014. It's good stuff. I
know. High Hopes was the
That's a Transformers wiki. When did like he last appear?
He's like 1985 or something. Oh, jeez. Like the Decepticons, for some reason, attacked his concert or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the hell happened.
Oh, his name is both given as Brick Springstern and Brick Springhorn in the same issue. Springhorn is his stage name.
Did Stan Lee write this one?
We thought Bruce Banner was
Banner was, yeah. And now we got Springstern and Springhorn. Oh, God.
I totally derailed this entire podcast.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, you were talking about Transformers, and we were talking
about Bruce Springhorn.
True to his tendency to talk TV, Retgar quoted Brick Springstern while communicating with Spark Plug Wiki.
Oh, okay.
You should know that. I guess
should know that one.
Because it's saying Glory Days. But that's a real song.
That
is
Brick Springhorn's version should have been Glorious Nights or something. Happy Days.
Good old days. Anyway, I'm going to get off of this page so I stop reading stuff.
Please. Was there anything in the, Clay, did you read anything that you want to?
I read some comics worth noting, right, even if for a moment.
I'll go
speed round this here.
I did Winter Soldier number one, Kyle Higgins. Right. Did you get that one? Right.
No.
I just took a chance on it because I like Kyle Higgins, and he's basically Winter Soldier is like sets up like a secret way for people to report like on themselves to get like expedited into the witness protection program. So like he comes in, some cop might be involved with some shady deal, so he rats out the other people. Winter Soldier comes in as the muscle and like knocks out all the other people and makes this whisks this guy away and starts a new life with him, and Sharon Carter is helping him do this.
All right.
It's kind of like a redemption story kind of thing. He's trying to help people.
Like the A-Team. when you need help and there's nowhere to turn.
I couldn't
come
up with what's his face's name that does Rocket Raccoon's voice the other day,
Bradley Cooper.
And I was trying to talk about the movie that him and Lady Gaga are in, Star is Born. And like I just kept going, oh, you know, the woman from American Horror Story and the guy from the A Team and the movie where they sing. You know, it's like it just like my brain was just like.
I like how
the movie where they sing.
I like how you describe Lady Gaga as the girl from American Horror Story.
Yeah, that's the only.
I should have said the lady that wore the meat dress. I've already got half of her name right there, Lady. You know, the lady.
Lady. It's Lady. Lady.
You sound like our video store customers now. Yeah. See, we used to make fun of those people.
No, I've totally turned into that guy.
I feel bad now. I feel like I should go apologize to all of them.
But you know what? They probably wouldn't even remember. They'd be like, what?
That's why they don't remember anything.
Yeah, because it's like, what the hell do I care when the Sheen Shaw Redemption was in
there? I don't care what the name of the movie is.
Sheen Shaw.
Watch the fucking movie, you stupid you know, elitist assholes. You know, I know. $5 an hour job.
We were
put fucking videotapes out on the shelf and then renting them back. And then, just fucking monkeys could do that.
Yeah. Well, who are we to make fun of them?
Yeah.
They had real jobs, most of them.
Yeah.
Except for the guy who would come in for the book who had, like, the oxygen tank. That was the adult book.
The adult books.
That's what they
dirty movies behind the counter. But, like, they were just in... Brown cases, like plastic cases. So there was no artwork, there was no description, and like in order for someone to rent a adult movie, it was just a you know a trap key.
It was just like
the titles printed out in alphabetical order. So someone was just renting a porn movie based on a title alone.
Yeah.
It's not like the internet where you could just look it up now, or you could just find the movie now. But, you know, you had no idea who was in it. And all of our movies were from, like, 15 years earlier.
Oh, they were, yeah. All those people had died.
Movie had Ron
they had died.
Well, I don't know. That's I shouldn't.
I don't know. Tom Skerritt's 85.
Yeah, I mean, he's still
alive. I'm not saying he was in those, but...
And he was in that movie where he raped a lot of women, though.
Well, he was on the side of that woman was getting raped. He was like tied up naked in a corner or something while she was.
Okay.
I think I don't you know, a long time ago. I can't really remember the movie that.
Anyways, yeah. So that's the story of Winter Soldier number one.
And Tom Skerritt.
I read a book called Die. It's by Kieran Gillen.
I took a chance on an Image number one this week, but it wasn't that one. Tell me about Die.
It's interesting. So it's almost like a Stranger Things kind of thing, I guess, in a way. So these kids, they're playing
Dungeons and Dragons.
Like Dungeons and Dragons. So Die is not a reference to like die. It's a reference to dice. Yeah, you know, like the singular of dice.
Dice Man.
Yeah. So they get sucked into like the dimension of the game, but you don't see it that way. Like you only know that at the very end of the issue, but apparently they got sucked in and then like they were gone for like 2 years and then like they came back and everybody's like, whoa, missing teenagers have returned. But one of them didn't come back. And one of them was like, came back and he was missing an arm or whatever. But for some reason there was some sort of curse or something, some kind of spell put on them where they couldn't even talk about it. So then 25 years later, like, you know, they find the bloody die and like, or whatever. And so anyways, somehow, whatever, they get sucked back into the game and whatever.
Cool.
So,
that sounds fun.
Yeah. It was, like I said, it was kind of like a Stranger Things kind of vibe, except it takes place in like present day. And then they're adults now, but, it was pretty interesting. You know, I'll give it a go. I'll try the next ish. So
do you know how, Mark Miller has sold all his properties to Netflix?
No, but okay. All right.
So he had a new number one today that's like a, I guess it's a Netflix comic. but it's still it comes out like under Image. But yeah, it's called Prodigy, and this kid is like super smart, and he makes a he's kind of like a Tony Stark or like Reed Richards, like kind of smart, and he basically is just running like a huge company, and gets like I don't know how, does all these challenges, and like the world leaders call him up for advice and stuff like all day long, and he's beating all the chess masters in 7 games at once and all this shit. And then like basically the government finds out there's some sort of alien invasion, and they ask him for help. So it's kind of like one of those, like, he's the most clever guy around, so they bring in the smartest guy. It's pretty cool. Well. So I think that all of these, though, are going to be TV shows eventually.
Of course they are. That's all he does, is make comics so that he can have a TV show based on it.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to... He's like the smartest comic guy going.
Raphael Albuquerque on art, and he's pretty
good. Yeah, he's very good. I like Raphael Albuquerque. Well, there you go, then.
And, of course, you've got Qui-Gon Jinn, number one, right?
I did not.
Star Wars Age of Republic. I had to.
I actually didn't see that at the store. It was kind of weird. I would have maybe flipped through it, but it was... I don't know if it was sold out or whatever.
It was probably sold out. Everyone was like, whoa.
Really? I mean, a lot of those Star Wars books... A lot of those Star Wars side books have been so bad. Like, the Lando one was bad. The Chewbacca one was terrible.
Yeah. Well, his name is now Goose, not Chewie. I have a really funny Qui-Gon Jinn picture I wanted to share, but I think I deleted it the other day.
I always thought that he was a cool character that they'd never...
On the Clone Wars, they did like a little bit in some of the like his spirit and the afterlife kind of thing, and he's guiding Yoda.
Oh yeah, because he's the first one.
Force, the living force,
how to do that or something.
Right, he can come back. That's what
and it was like, and it was actually Liam Neeson doing the voice.
Oh really?
Oh, really?
That's interesting.
Yeah,
he probably phoned it in.
I think he's actually developed like kind of a sense of humor about himself after all these Taken movies and stuff.
Yeah, because how many times can his kid be kidnapped?
I know. You're just a bad parent. Isn't that what Deadpool said? He's just, eventually, that's just bad parenting. But, like, you know, I remember him being really mad after Phantom Menace, and I guess I don't blame him, but, like, since then, he's become this, like, cult, like, hero or something, you know? Like,
well, he had his big comeback with those Taken movies that have turned him. It's like he's like a 65-year-old man that's now like an action star.
I know. It's amazing. I think he kind of like loves it. Yeah. So good for him. I almost quit movies after Phantom Menace. He was like, I don't want to do this shit anymore. This is terrible. All this green
I found
screen.
It. Let's see. How do I get into the chat here? There's that. Okay. Give me a second. Now I got to find where I just put it.
I so hope that this fits as the artwork for the show.
Oh, it can be.
It better be. Yeah, jeez. Otherwise, we got nothing.
Did that send?
I heard a bling bling.
Oops, I'm in the wrong thing here.
As am I. Oh, I see.
Chat. Yes, go into the chat.
That is very good. I like this
it's good.
Lot.
So everybody can see it when it's the artwork for the episode.
Is that
your
thumb?
I still can't see it.
No, it's not my thumb. I just grabbed it off the internet. I just saw it. Jen's like, where do you find all this stuff? I'm like, all I do is scroll through like Facebook or you know, whatever. The other thing, Instagram. People just post weird shit that makes me laugh. So
it makes me laugh.
Yeah. Well, here it is. Here's the thing.
Yeah, see it. You got to take a...
I love it. He's like, All right, so tell us about Qui-Gon, if you don't mind, sir.
Well, Qui-Gon, he ends up... There's a sort of race of aliens, and you know how, like, the Jedi are kind of like the protector soldiers. So there's like an aliens, they're having dispute because one's like really connected to the Earth, and the other race that lives on the planet like wants to build all this construction and stuff. So He's like, you need to take this to the senators. You're going to die out here on the battlefield. So he ends up going on like a spiritual meditative quest after like helping this girl with her problem there. And then Yoda shows up at the end. And half of the book actually is just Obi-Wan having this like Jedi vision where he's like fighting this venom looking like plant monster.
All right.
And I don't know, I guess it's probably just a bunch of one shots. They're doing like a Darth Maul.
Right. They're doing Heroes of the Republic or something. They're Obi-Wan, doing like a Mace Windu Fett, and whatever. And
Mace Windu, yeah. So it was just kind of like a one shot. It was pretty cool. I enjoy a Qui-Gon Jinn story.
Oh yeah, like I said, I always felt like they would kind of allude to little things like about him, and they never really.
I'll take something like that versus like reading like a new Star Wars comic or like one based on The Last Jedi, for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, like I said, most of these side stories, in fact, I don't even buy the original Star Wars book anymore, so even that's no good.
It's refreshing to not pick it up when I'm in the store. There's all these books I just buy. Like, nope, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, the only one I still get is Darth Vader, and apparently that's ending. That's going to be the last issue. The next issue, I think, is the last issue. So, yeah, it's fine.
One more thing, if cram some comics into this call, did you see Marvel Knights? Are you reading that? The Marvel Knights?
No, but I know you told me I should, and
it's pretty good.
And I didn't listen to you.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
It's kind of like Elseworlds. Everybody wakes up like sort of on a different planet, and they have a remember who they were sort of in another on like the Marvel 616 or the Marvel Knights universe. But right. Like Frank Castle is a cop, and he's just a regular guy. And Bruce Banner keeps having these visions.
I have a brief Frank Castle thing here that I did not know until today. In the scene in Spider-Man 2. That I always cite as the part where Sam Raimi needed an editor to tell him that was dumb, the part where Mary Jane's running through the Central Park in her wedding dress. Thomas Jane is in the background, and she runs by him, and he looks over his shoulder at her. So the Punisher was in a Spider-Man movie already.
Crossed over with Spider-Man. Yeah. How about that?
Just felt like I should share that because I only found that. I drop a little knowledge on you right there.
There you go. Thanks for dropping that knowledge.
Yeah. And check this out. Apparently, I haven't seen it yet, but I saw a meme that I didn't save, but it was like a meme that said all of the different versions of Spider-Man we've seen are just all exist in their own Spider-Verse. And that's like explained in this new intro in the Spider-Verse movie. So like Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Thomas Jane,
Spider-Man,
Thomas Jane,
Japanese Spider-Man. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. I mean, I think that movie looks pretty good. I'm kind of excited to see.
My friend texted me, who was at the thing last night. He's like, there was only one screening. If I could have sat here and watched it again, I would have bought another ticket.
Wow. Wait, did it already come out?
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think
it's next week, right? I think it's the 14th.
Maybe he got an early preview, but he was like texting me for the movies.
What, and he didn't invite me?
Yeah, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, I don't even know who you're talking about, but I'm mad.
I actually saw the text and I was like, oh damn, I wish I had known about it as well. But I will check that out. I'll be checking that
out. No, I'm pretty excited for that one. So when does that come out? I think it's next week. Oh wait, here it is. Here's the thing.
I saw an ad for it eBay related stuff tying into it today.
Yeah.
While I was being awesome at the gym.
Oh. eBay stuff?
Yeah, it was like eBay. You can buy and all your Spider-Man stuff here. Vintage comics, Miles Morales bobblehead thing, or whatever those things are called. The fucking
Funko Pop. Yeah. I saw a couple of those in the store. Yeah. So, yeah, it comes out next Friday.
Very well.
Yeah. So,
all right, let's go get drunk and see it.
We never got drunk. I guess we had a couple of drinks before we saw Transformers the movie.
Yeah, then I had to piss through the whole movie. Because my bladder is like the size of a pea.
Oh, well, that's fine. We both got up and whizzed during the movie. I mean, it's not like we hadn't seen it.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. seen.
I'm probably going to have to get drunk for Aquaman, but otherwise, you know, I could.
That one, I'm just breaking out the black tar heroin.
It's the only way I'm seeing this one. Gee, that slap the vein thing that they always do.
Slap the vein.
Slap of the vein. All right. I think it's we've bored these people enough.
What people? Who's listening?
Nobody. Myself. Yeah, I've bored you too enough. But thanks for listening, which you didn't. But
thanks to you.
Thanks to you, everyone. And we'll see you chumps later, I guess. That's it.
Yeah.
Check out leaguepodcast.com and all the good stuff.
You know what? I actually remembered briefly the name of that book I was trying to talk about last week. And, of course, now I can't find it in English. But it was very close to Kimetsu. It's like Kimetsu or Kimetsu. Right. Anyway,
Camaro.
Subscribe to his media's online thing. And that's all I get to shill.
Digital comics are the way to go. I love reading comics on my iPad.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I love reading regular comics.
Follow me on Instagram at jhunt5440. You can, every now and then I'll post a little comic thing I'm working on, but mostly it's model kits and toys.
Cats.
Yeah. No, it's all cats.
That's all Instagram is.
Jar Jar cats. Memes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do that. I'll do all that good stuff. And thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you guys later.
Adios,
assholes. Adios, assholes.
Well, that's one of the reasons. The other reason is our show sucks.